brought to you by Penguin.
Random House Audio presents Triptych by Karen Slaughter. Read for you by Brian Keith Lewis. Part 1. Decatur City Observer, June 17, 1985. Decatur teen murdered. Parents found 15-year-old Mary Alice Finney dead in their Adams Street home yesterday morning. Police have not released any details of the crime, other than to say that they are treating this as a homicide and that those who were last seen with Finney are being questioned. Paul Finney, the girl's father and an assistant district attorney for DeKalb County, said in a statement released last night that he has every confidence that the police will bring his daughter's killer to justice. An honor student at Decatur High School, Mary Alice was active in the cheerleading squad and was recently elected sophomore class president. Sources close to the investigation have confirmed that the girl's body was mutilated. February 5, 2006. Detective Michael Ormwood listened to the football game on the radio as he drove down DeKalb Avenue toward Grady Holmes. The closer he got to the projects, the more tension he felt, his body almost vibrating from the strain by the time he took a right into what most cops considered a war zone. As the Atlanta Housing Authority slowly devoured itself, subsidized communities like Grady were becoming a thing of the past. The in-town real estate was too valuable, the potential for kickback too high. Right up the road was the city of Decatur, with its trendy restaurants and million-dollar houses. Less than a mile in the other direction was Georgia's gold-encrusted Capitol Dome. Grady was like a worst-case scenario sitting between them. A living reminder that the city too busy to hate was also too busy to take care of its own. With the game on, the streets were fairly empty. The drug dealers and pimps were taking the night off to watch that rarest of miracles occur, the Atlanta Falcons playing in the Super Bowl. This being a Sunday night, the prostitutes were still out making a living, trying to give the churchgoers something to confess next week. Some of the girls waved at Michael as he drove past, and he returned the greeting, wondering how many unmarked cars stopped here during the middle of the night, cops telling dispatch they were taking a 10-minute break, then motioning over one of the girls to help blow off some steam. Building 9 was in the back of the development, the crumbling red brick edifice tagged by the Rats, one of the new gangs that had moved into the homes. 4 cruisers and another unmarked car were in front of the building, lights rolling, radios squawking. Parked in the residence spaces were a black BMW and a pimped-out Lincoln Navigator, its $10,000 razor rims glittering gold in the streetlights. Michael fought the urge to jerk the steering wheel, take some paint off the $70,000 SUV. It pissed him off to see the expensive cars the bangers drove. In the last month, Michael's kid had shot up about 4 inches, outgrowing all his jeans, but new clothes would have to wait for Michael's next paycheck. Tim looked like he was waiting for a high tide, while Daddy's tax dollars went to help these thugs pay their rent. Ted Greer came out of the building, tugging at his tie like he needed air. The lieutenant was pasty for a black man, spending most of his time behind his desk, basking in the fluorescent lights as he waited for his retirement to kick in. He saw Michael still sitting in the car and scowled. "You working tonight or just out for a drive?" Michael took his time getting out, sliding the key out of the ignition, just as the halftime commentary started on the radio. "Fucking mess," Greer told Michael. "Some kind of sick perv got a hold of her." Michael had heard as much when he'd gotten the call that pulled him off his living room couch. "Where is she?"
"6 flights up."
Greer folded the handkerchief into a neat square and tucked it into his pocket.
"We traced the 911 call to that phone."
He pointed across the street to a phone booth.
"Woman's voice. We'll have the tape sometime tomorrow."
"How long did it take to get somebody out here?"
32 minutes,
Greer told him. And Michael's only surprise was that it hadn't taken long.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?